welcome to Oxcast, Daily Info's guide to what you mustn't miss in Oxford this week.
And hello to freshers.
We think you made the right choice.
And if you've just arrived in Oxford as a student, don't forget to check out Daily Info's freshers competition, which we are running at the moment, where you can win lots of fabulous prizes, including...
You can win a membership of the Phoenix Picture House or membership to the UPP, the Ultimate Picture Palace, both lovely cinemas. We've also got brilliant prizes from the Glee Club, from Bainton Bikes, from Mission Burritos, Thirsty Meeples and Blackwell's Bookshop, and lots of other places. Very easy to enter, and we don't even send you any unsolicited email. It's just a sign up and you may win one of these fabulous prizes.
Amazing. And how do you enter that?
Just go to dailyinfo.co.uk and there are large green boxes all over the site saying click here to enter freshers competition.
Brilliant. So on to this week's events. We'll start straight away with today. There's some theatre this evening at the North Wall Arts Centre.
One Night Chance to See, After the Rainfall, by a company called Curious Directive. This is at the North Wall Arts Centre in Summertown. And it's a very weird time-travelling piece. Uses multimedia and dance and music and strange lighting and brilliant physical theatre to tell three interwoven stories from 2023, 1986 and 1952. It sounds pretty cool. People loved it on the Fringe. It's £5 for a student ticket, and that's at the North Wall tonight. And the box office is 319450.
That sounds amazing. I saw that they use loads of puppetry, and there was someone was talking in a review about a bit where they have a sort of plane flight with puppets.
Yeah, they've got some fantastic special effects, and it sounds really intimate, but at the same time, really surprising and extremely strange.
And then moving on to Friday,
Aspire Fly is a little mini festival gig fundraiser. It's happening at Oxfork, 39 Magdalen Road, and it's to raise money for the Oxford International Women's Festival, which is a festival that's been running for nearly 25 years now. It happens in the spring. This is a fundraiser for it, and there should be lots and lots of spoken word and general silliness. Lila Sumpton, Tiffany Atkinson, The Anti-Poet by Paul Eccentric and Ian Newman, they do spoken word poetry and also play the bass, and they're a very funny pair. That's happening at Oxfork, 39 Magdalen Road, OX4 3DH, and doors open at 7 on Friday the 11th. It's £6 or £5 concessions. And also, if you're interested in getting involved in planning for the next International Women's Festival, their next organising meeting is on the 17th of October at the Town Hall.
Okay. Moving on, there are three music festivals on this weekend, so you're okay for music. Starting off with the Oxford Lieder Festival. It's Oxford's annual festival for classical song. Happens every year. It starts this Saturday and goes on for 2 weeks until the 26th of October. There's a theme this year about the lyric poet Goethe, and the opening concert at 8 p.m. on Saturday pays tribute to him with some Schubert settings of his songs. That's in the Hollywell Music Room. And then you can continue the Goethe theme on Sunday, should you wish, with a Goethe study day and a lunchtime concert at St Hilda's College.
Because one of the points of the Lieder Festival is that it's not just about concerts, there are also workshops, masterclasses,
absolutely,
all sorts of things going on. It's a very exciting thing and very special to Oxford.
Absolutely. And on Sunday, there are loads of different things, recitals and this concert, and you can get a day pass to go to all of them at St Hilda's if you want to. And it explores Goethe's influence on music and culture in his time and also his continuing influence today. And then you can keep on going to Oxford Lieder events for the next 2 weeks. You can find out what they are on the Oxford Lieder website or on Daily Info. And there's a wide variety. There are composers such as Britten, Purcell, Mendelssohn, Brahms, Schubert, Mahler. So it spans a wide range of time and different styles. And as Miranda said, there are singing workshops and lectures. And there's also on the 26th of October, towards the end, there's an opera recital with trainees from the National Opera.
That's wonderful.
Really good. And there's another music festival on Saturday. It's Donington Community Music Festival, which is featuring loads of local artists, one of them being Richard Brotherton, who is here to tell us about it.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's at Donington Community Centre this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 2 p.m. It's family friendly. So if you do have youngsters who can't get into other music venues, please bring them along. There's children's activities, food, It starts at 2 o'clock, goes on to 10. There is Beard of Destiny, Daisy, Danny Kaye, Gamma Joma Working, Mark Atherton, Mighty Redox, Moon Leopard, Oxford Ukuleles, Riverside Voices, Stem, Superloose. So loads and loads of local acts. So get them down there to Donington Community Centre.
Plenty going on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, what clashes with that is the Oxjam Oxford takeover, which is also on Saturday. So that's a sort of a national festival which has events all around the country, staffed by local volunteers with loads of local bands. There are six different venues in centre town, which is St Michael at Northgate, New Road Church, Purple Turtle, Wheatsheaf, Cellar and Tell Street Kitchen.
Okay, so can you go from one to the other?
You can, yes. What you actually would do is you buy a wristband, which is £10, and that will give you access to all of the venues.
Okay.
So you can pick and choose which acts you want to go and see. There's over 40 local bands, too many to list, so I'd say check out the Oxjam Oxford website.
Great.
Good weekend. So those two do clash. And then as far as other gigs, I would recommend this week, Wednesday, at the Art Bar, which is the new name for the Bullingdon Arms.
Okay.
We've got Three Daft Monkeys, who are Cornish Balkan Gypsy folk dance band, on a national tour. Got a new album out at the moment. They've seen them a few times over the last few years, so I'd slowly recommend that. Thursday, at the Jack Russell Martin, there's an electric blues jam session. So, like an open mic, but with a full band.
Right.
What, bring your own full band? Or
you turn up with your instrument, and you were said, right, there you go, you play a song with these total strangers. So, unlike an open mic, it is a full you know, guitar-based drums band.
That you join in with?
And you join in, yeah.
Right.
And it's normally fairly strictly 12-bar blues, so even if you don't know the song, you should be able to follow it if you understand about that sort of thing.
Beauty of the blues.
It is. Another one I'd recommend on Tuesday 15th at the Albion Beatnik on Wharton Street, John Etheridge and Pete Oxley, two amazing jazz guitar virtuosi, so I would recommend them as well.
Brilliant.
Lovely, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
So do check out dailyinfo.co.uk/events for all of those.
And for freshers, we are particularly good at rooting out the little quirky events that you might not necessarily know about otherwise. So I would suggest looking at us for that, like things that happen in pubs randomly every so often, and you wouldn't necessarily know about them if you didn't look at us. So do check us out. We also have lots of other sections to our website if you want to buy a bike or sell your bike.
Or get a job.
Or find secondhand textbooks.
It's free to advertise for 10 words or fewer. Mm-hmm. And we also have an extensive guide to Oxford's pubs, bars, restaurants, cafes, hotels, in case the parents are coming up for a visit, mm-hmm. and pretty much everything you need to know about Oxford. We also have a Freshers Survival Guide, which is quite worth looking at. We hope you enjoy your time here. Now, you may have heard that Agatha Christie's Mousetrap has come to Oxford this week. Jen, how was it?
It was great. It's in the new theatre, filling the enormous stage. The set is brilliant. It's a recreation of a hall in a country house. And this particular country house is just set up as a guest house. So it's full of the couple who are setting it up and their motley assortment of guests, some of whom were not invited, and they know hardly anything about the background of any of them. So, of course, it's a classic Christie set-up. It's amazingly rare to have a Christie where you don't already know what happens. You've read them all. The Mousetrap remains a secret. And I think it's the only thing apart from Sixth Sense that I can actually think of that people really do guard the secret that carefully.
Although, I gather recently they have put the secret back on Wikipedia, which is terrible,
that's
I think.
That's sacrilege. Don't read Wikipedia before you go.
Go and
enjoy the surprise.
And did they make you vow at the...
They did. They did do the,
not
the
reveal the secret.
Proper speech at the end. The audience become co-conspirators in the secret and have to guard it. Which, I think is a great thing. Yeah, so it's on a 60th anniversary tour, believe it or not.
Wow.
I gather it came to Oxford before it went to London, so it's had a brief stay here 60 years ago and is now back, but it's very rare to be able to see it anywhere outside London.
And would you recommend it?
Yes.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
And that's on all this week until Saturday, is that
yes.
right?
Lovely.
That's right. Good, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And also in Oxford's theatre this week, we have Francesca Martinez, who is on a tour called What the Bleep is Normal? This question has particular resonance for Francesca because not only is she a female comic, but also she suffers from cerebral palsy. Here's Almond talking to Francesca about her visit to the Pegasus.
I'm joined now by Francesca Martinez, who is a comedian. She's putting on a show in the Pegasus Theatre at the end of this week. Hello, Francesca.
Hello.
So can you tell us, could you tell us the title of the show and maybe tell us a bit about it?
Okay, well, the show is What the Poor Star is Normal, and it's basically a show that looks at all the crazy pressures on us to be normal. And as someone who grew up wobbly, I have cerebral palsy, but wobblies are a lot easier to say and a lot cooler. I obviously had this intense relationship with the concept of normal, and I really craved to be it for many years. So I was really fascinated by my intense desire to be normal. But that all changed when I realised one day, hang on, I've never met a normal person. Where are they? And I realised they don't actually exist. Yeah. And that realisation changed my entire life and kind of liberated me from trying to be something I wasn't. And it made me accept who I was and kind of be proud of who I was. So it's a show really about celebrating difference and encouraging people to, I guess, view it as a positive and stop wasting their time trying to be something that actually doesn't exist.
And you've got really, really great feedback, really positive reviews. Lots of 5 stars and 4 stars to match the title.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's been really well received, and I think it's our most personal show to date. So what's been really nice is to see people open up to it and kind of I've got so many lovely letters saying stuff like, you know, I used to be really embarrassed of myself, and but after seeing your show, I've just thought, oh, sod it, what's the problem? And letters like that really make you feel like what you do is worthwhile, because if you could affect someone's life outside the theatre, so, you know, leave them with something beyond laughter, and that's a really amazing feeling.
And you can listen to the whole interview on dailyinfo.co.uk/podcasts. And now, Emma, you're going to tell us about Bravo.
I am. Fimba Bravo is an international steel pan player who is originally from Trinidad, and he's been really key in basically elevating steel pan music into the music scene so that it's something that is really known in the music scene rather than just something he's
like the spoons.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I didn't know about him until I was looking at him today, but his music is amazing. I didn't know that you could get such a range of different sounds out of the steel pan instrument. It's really cool. And so he's going to be playing songs from his album Confusion, which was released earlier this year, at the Pegasus Theatre this Friday at 8 p.m. And he is joined by Alexis Taylor of the electropop band Hot Chip, with whom he often collaborates. And Alexis is singing on many of the tracks and being accompanied by the steel pan. and yeah, it's fabulous. I really recommend going to see it. It's followed by a DJ set. Yes, that's Friday at 8 p.m. at the Pegasus Theatre.
Lovely. I have a couple of things just diverting from music to food. We have 2 Harvest Festivals happening this weekend. On the 12th, on Saturday, we have the East Oxford Farmers and Community Market, who are having a bit of a festival because they've just become a co-op. It's a form of a co-op. It's a society for the benefit of the community, which means it's an official co-op thing. And you can sign up to join their co-op at their Saturday market. It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at East Oxford Primary School, which is off Union Street, just behind Tesco. And obviously, as well as the co-op sign-up, they've got all their usual things, plus live music and samba, but they have their amazing local food, and they've got beer from local breweries, and it should be a fine old time. And it's free to turn up. And that's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. On Sunday, we have the Hogacre Harvest Festival. Hogacre is an eco-park
It's a good name for Harvest Festival, though.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. I'm not sure if they're having a hog roast, but they're definitely, I think they're possibly not, because they're a veggie-orientated community, but they are having freshly harvested food from their community garden, local beer, pea shooting.
What is that?
The pea shooting championships are coming to Hogacre. It's where you get a pea and you blow through. Yeah, saw David Attenborough do it to not interest a hoverfly recently.
And you try and hit things.
Yes, I believe you do. So if you want to try your hand at pea shooting, Hogacre Common this Sunday is the place to go. The entrance is off White House Road, and it's going to be on from noon. There's going to be games for kids, there's going to be apple pressing, more live music, and generally a good time will be had by all.
Also this weekend, there's another festival being launched, not music this time, but film. It's Oxdox. It's an international documentary festival which is hosted by the Ultimate Picture Palace on Cowley Road, and it features beautifully shot films documenting the real world around us. Kicks off this Saturday at 6:15 with Leviathan, which is a documentary about the world of commercial fishing.
Yeah, I've seen about this film. It looks really interesting. They've basically used a little army of GoPro cameras, the cameras often used for extreme sports, and they've just attached them to every part of fishing boats and give them to all the crew. And it means they get incredible shots that they wouldn't be able to get with larger cameras, and it also brings budget down for films. So yeah, it's a really interesting way that they've gone about trying to film this film.
That's really cool, and because they have so many of them and they pass them from the film crew to the fishing crew and back again, sometimes they go underwater and sometimes they get risen up and you see a bird's eye view of what's happening down there. It makes for... There's no dialogue in this film as well, so it's all about the images giving a really sort of image-based view of what it's like. It's quite stark.
Yeah, it looks quite harrowing, despite the fact that it's just all images. And I know that they... from the GoPro cameras, they got really bad sound quality off them because they're only really little, and they decided to use it anyway because it gave it sort of a harsher, edgier kind of sound without bothering to use bigger microphones and expensive equipment and stuff. So.
Amazing. So that's Leviathan, 6:15 on Saturday. Oxdox runs up until the 12th of December, so it's going on a while, and you can check out all the films coming up at oxdox.com. And you can review them once you've seen them at dailyinfo.co.uk.
Oxdox with an X.
Yes, Oxdox with an X. Coming up, they include one film called Men at Lunch, which is about the lives of the immigrant workers who built the iconic New York skyscrapers during the Race to the Sky in the 1930s, and who were famously photographed having lunch along a girder about 800 feet.
Terrifying photographs.
Terrifying photographs. And another film which I'm particularly looking forward to, which is called Winter Nomads, and it follows two shepherds in the snowy border region between France and Switzerland in winter as they trek in search of grasslands with three donkeys, one dog, and 800 sheep.
And it looks like such a charming little film.
Yeah, their dialogue is amazing, and so I'm really looking forward to that. I think that one's a bit later in the festival, but you can see all the dates on the website. And tune in to Oxcast next week to hear Ola here talk to Marie Wright.
Yeah, I'll be talking to her in the next few days, and you'll be able to hear it all next week.
Great. Still on the subject of film, we've got a sing-along of Wicker Man.
Yes, this is at the UPP as well. This is this Friday. It starts at 9 o'clock, and it's such a strange event that I'm finding out about. But it's a re-release of The Wicker Man in the 40th anniversary year. Not the remake with Nicolas Cage, the original.
And the best.
Yeah, Edward Woodward, he couldn't really improve on his
expressions. He's completely deadpan, the whole thing.
Yeah, they've taken the 1979... restored director's cut, which they lost some footage for a while, so they've taken that and then they basically put it with performers, and it's sing along, so you go along and they encourage fancy dress, there's going to be a prize for best costumes, and you sing along to The Wicker Man. As well as that, there's going to be Robin Hardy, the director of The Wicker Man, is going to be doing a Q&A afterwards. He's a really big fan of the whole sing along The Wicker Man thing, so that should be great. It's being put on by Irregular Folk. It's £12 and £10.50 concessions. It should be really good fun. I've no idea what's going to happen, but yeah.
Excellent. And it's become a tradition in Oxcast for Ola to have a particular event on Sunday that is perhaps a little stranger than the other events going on in the week. And this week you've got a particularly good one.
Yes, I've got Britain's favourite quirky event, as voted for by Country Farm magazine. This is the World Poo Sticks Championships.
Woo!
Woo! Which are hosted in Little Whitnam, not far from Oxford. If you go down to Little Whitnam on Sunday, from 11 o'clock, registration starts. This is where you sign up.
It's serious.
Oh, yes, it's serious. You have to sign up in advance if you want to enter the team competition, or you can sign up on the day for individuals. Now, Poo Sticks, for those who don't know, it's the game that they play in Winnie the Pooh. And in the 70th anniversary year, in 1996, the rules are written down. So you have to pick up a stick, and you have to show it to your competitor, and then you go to a bridge, and then you drop...
to make sure it really is a stick.
Yeah, you've got to make sure that you know which stick's which, and you drop them in the water, and the stick to get to the other side of the bridge quickest wins. And there's going to be, I think, three rounds, and then the semi-finals and the finals. And people come from all over the world for this competition. It is going to be fierce. So there's going to be hot dogs and burgers, tuck shop, tea and cake as well. It's all run by the Oxford Spires Rotary Club. And, they had to reschedule it for October. It was supposed to be in March, 24th of March, but they had to cancel it because of flooding. So, make sure you all turn up and support it this time around. £2 for individuals to enter, and I think £12 per team. And it goes on most of the day, starting from 11.
If you have a team, do you all hold the same stick, or do you think you all have different
I think
sticks?
It's like six-person teams or five-person teams, I don't know, but yeah.
It's going to be epic.
Okay. Yeah, all details about parking and everything are on poo-sticks.com.
Great. Thank you very much, Ola.
Thanks, Ola. I think that has been my favourite event of the year.
Yeah.
And to finish up this week, we have an interview with a fabulous new board game cafe in Gloucester Green. I've been there and had a lovely afternoon playing an extremely strange game about the Arabian Nights. But it's... they've got 1,500 board games to choose from. And here we have Alwyn talking to the proprietor.
Okay, I'm here with John Morgan and Terry O'Neill. They are two people who work at the Thirsty Meeples Board Game Cafe. Could you maybe just tell us briefly, what is a board game cafe?
So a board game cafe is essentially a place where people come and play board games. We want people to discover new board games, enjoy the hobby, just have some relaxation, some fun with their friends. And while they're playing board games, they can have some nice teas and coffees and the cakes that we serve here.
The cakes are very nice. Yes. I can attest for that myself. Okay, so most people, you say board games to them, they're probably thinking, you know, family favourites, Monopoly, maybe Snakes and Ladders, maybe something like Risk. But I'm sitting here and I can see over 1,500 board games on these shelves, is that right?
That's right. We haven't counted them for a while, but certainly when we were amassing the collection,
yeah,
we'd reached the point of 1,500. So we're going to recount them very soon.
So you've probably blown most people's minds just with that already. You know, novelty versions of Monopoly can only go so far.
Yeah. As a board game guru here at the cafe...
Can you just briefly explain that? Because I think we haven't yet touched on your particular role.
Oh, yes. Well, my role at the cafe is when people come in, we want them to have a good time, obviously. Mm-hmm. One issue is that they don't want to be reading a rule book. No matter how, even the easiest games, you know, they take a while to sort of get into. Mm. And it's just so much easier to have somebody explain the game than to read the rules. It's just a massive difference. So here at the cafe, it's quite a bold thing, I think, that John has done. But to have members of staff whose primary purpose is to just host and make people welcome and get them straight into a game.
I have to say, I think that is absolutely amazing. I came in here the other weekend, and to have someone who could sit you down and say, what sort of game do you... Because that's the other thing, you know, you're board game consultants as well.
Yes, indeed, like. Indeed. And so in doing this role, what I see... is people are just always amazed at how much fun, and it's not what they're expecting. So, you know, I do encourage everyone to try it out.
I cannot remember ever being in a public place, if you like, where people are suddenly exploding into laughter at tables. You know, I mean, you go to a pub and people seem to be having less fun than the people sitting here rolling dice and drawing cards.
And the other thing is that people don't really expect... and it's really important to get across, is that we have a lot of party games. We have a wall of party games. Mm. We're open to midnight. It's not about staring at a board in silence, you know.
Yeah.
Most of our games are quick. They're over in 5 minutes, and they're just hilarious, fast, fun. mm-hmm. Great for a birthday and mm-hmm. so on.
Yeah. That's fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Alman.
And that's it for this week. But do tune in next week for an interview with Marie Wright, the director of OxDocs. And in the meantime, if you want to know what's going on in Oxford, you know where to go. dailyinfo.co.uk.